Chile is your home hottest hits, and New Zealand trio Capitol Theatre has channeled their rock and roll to deliver the pulsating single People. Have a listen to this. That'll melt your face. That's beyond epic. And joining us, guitarist from the band, Roy Oliver. Good morning, mate.
Hey, morning, guys. How's it going?
Oh, very good. And you're across the ditch at the moment. How's New Zealand going?
Oh, yeah, she's all right. She's got a really nice day here today. It's been a bit wet lately, but no, we're good. We're fairly COVID-free, apart from perhaps in Wellington, where one of your guys came over, did the dirty on us, but, you know.
That wasn't a Tasmanian. That was somebody from the Big Island.
Exactly. No, not from the important place, right?
Exactly. So how has the last 12 months been for you as a musician? I mean, obviously touring and live performances have been really tricky.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't what we expected. We kicked off Capitol Theatre sort of September 2019, so we got a lot done in, you know, the lead up to COVID, when that all sort of, you know, trickled in. It definitely put a spanner in the works, and our path that we thought we were going on somewhat changed, as did everyone.
Now, Capitol Theatre are known for their big driving guitars and their crashing vocals and their hooks and stuff like that. You're responsible for that guitar. Did you grow up listening to Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I started playing guitar when I was 7. My dad and my brother played, so that kind of like forced me into it. Yeah, music influence had a lot of different stuff going on in my household. A lot of blues, a lot of country from my mother. So just, you know, all these really strong guitar type genres that I love. But yeah, for me, it's always been, you know, a bit of a love story with the rock and roll.
So where did the name Capitol Theatre come from?
Well, band names are a bit of a pain in the ass, to be honest. And it's always the most daunting thing about a band is going, you have great music, but it's so hard to write, you know, come up with a great name. It just kind of came to Adam one day. I think he, you know, looked at our situation and looked at what we wanted to achieve with the music, which was, you know, from a live perspective, we wanted to put on more than just a few guys standing on stage playing some songs. You know, we wanted to add a theatrical type element to it. Yeah, that just came out, and we were like, that sounds great.
Well, you worked with the legendary Mike Clink, who actually worked on Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction. What was it like working with him?
It was amazing. It was everything we hoped for and more. And we were very lucky. We were supposed to be over there, record our album, and, you know, wrap it up pretty quickly. But from the start of writing to starting to record the album, we're sitting in LA. I'm in Slash's private studio. And what an experience for, you know, let's just say someone who didn't think he'd be sitting there.
Was that like a pinch me moment? Was that like, oh my gosh, this is actually happening?
Yeah, totally. It was a weird moment because, you know, we were sitting in, you know, for me, the most amazing place any guitarist, you know, can think of, you know, a legend's private studio. Yeah, it was a definite pinch me moment, but it felt right and it felt great.
Now, Roy, we want to ask you, because you are from New Zealand, we're going to play a game with you called Have You Met? And it's pretty much, have you met all the most famous New Zealanders? So are you willing to play this game?
Far away.
Have you met Russell Crowe?
No.
Ah. Oh.
Bugger. Have you met Lucy Lawless?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, well, I've been at an event that she was at, but haven't really chatted to her.
Close enough.
Did you get a photo with her?
No.
I'll class that
close
as one.
Jacinda Ardern.
No, but been on the email blower with her.
Ooh, hello. That's exciting. We'll say that's two, definitely. Dave Dobbin.
Shook his hand after a gig.
Yes. Amazing, that's three.
That would have been like a slice of heaven, I'd imagine.
Oh, well, you know, it was for the mother-in-law. She, you know, she absolutely loved Dave Dobbin in a big way. Had to get there.
Cute!
What about Flight of the Conchords?
No. Oh, of course. Reece Darby, I sat next to him on the plane ride home from LA, actually, after we recorded the album.
That's good
and
enough.
Funnily enough, I was sitting there, you know, thinking, hey, here's movies I haven't yet seen, which happened to be two that he was in, so it's not awkward watching.
Perfect. Well, New Zealand Trio Capitol Theatre are back with People. We are playing it on the wireless, and it's been wonderful to hang out with you and appreciate your time. Roy Oliver from the band.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.